while the pale moon shining on the fields below, the folks are crooning soft and low. You needn't tell me why, because I know, yes. When it's sleepy time down south, it's
that voice, now stilled, belonged to Daniel Louis Armstrong, but in a larger sense, it belonged to the world. Along with the golden notes of his trumpet, his voice brought happiness to millions in this country and abroad. In the hour ahead, Monitor pays tribute to Satchmo the man, the musician, the goodwill ambassador, who once said he played his trumpet in any language. Joining in our farewell will be many friends who love Louis Armstrong, singer Peggy Lee, bandleader Guy Lombardo, comedian Alan King, and fellow trumpeters Al Hurt and Doc Severinsen, along with this gentleman who was proud to call Satchmo a friend.
This is Bob Hope, and, you know, when I think about Louis Armstrong, I kind of get a glow. I kind of get a happy feeling because Louis was always full and ready to throw a joke or a gag, and we did many, many command performances with Bing way back during World War II, and a lot of benefits together. And this guy had his own language. I mean, he would never say the conventional line about anything. For instance, just a couple of weeks ago, I read a thing in the paper where they asked him how he felt, and he said, "All I know, man, is my ticker's in rhythm." And he always used the slang of the day. For instance, he was in some restaurant, and he said to the waiter, "Salad, salad." So they delivered him two salads. But he was just great, and he's a tremendous loss, of not only because of his unique style of singing, but probably as great a trumpet player as ever lived, and also a very important thing, he was a tremendous ambassador for this country and all countries of the world. He'll be sorely missed.
Old Mac the Knife.
Old Shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pretty white. Jack's a jackknife, as Mac he did. And he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, has my heat, dear, so there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, baby, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone like the knife? On a tugboat by the river, a cement bag drooping down. And the seaman put the wind, yeah, that you, Mackie, back in town. Look at you, Louis.
Mac the Knife, as only Louis Armstrong could sing it. This song from Kurt Weill's Three-Penny Opera illustrated Louis' later following of current trends after the innovative contributions of his early work. Last summer, Louis recalled some of those early days as he was interviewed for Monitor.
First thing I played was the tambourine, you know, out there in the band. And then they put me on that drum, you know, and I was pretty good on the drums, watching them cats come on the corner in them jazz bands, you know, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty good. And then they give me the alto horn. And finally they give me the bugle. And when the kid went home and they give me the bugle, and I was the bugler of the institution. And that's what.
How old were you then, Louis?
Oh, 12 years old.
12 years old.
Then finally the little kid went home that played in the band. They gave me the cornet and taught me how to play Home Sweet Home. And then little King Oliver had rubbed off me. And, you know, my second line and you know, in the parades, listening to him, so I didn't have no problems, you know.
And two generations of trumpeters can be grateful that Louis did wind up playing that instrument, combining tremendous technical facility with basic simplicity and emotional intensity. Working with Joe King Oliver in Chicago, he developed his style to the point where he could form his own group, and by the mid-20s he was recording with a band known variously as the Hot Five or the Hot Seven, featuring the piano playing of Earl Father Hines and, of course, that remarkable Satchmo trumpet. Chicago Breakdown, recorded by Louis Armstrong's Hot 7. We'll continue our tribute to Louis Armstrong in a few moments. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Hi, this is Murray the K from Monitor 71 presenting a farewell tribute to world-famed jazz trumpeter and entertainer Louis Armstrong, known the world around as Satchmo and by his musician friends by the affectionate name of Pops. One non-musician who remembers Louis fondly is NBC newsman Bill Monroe.
Many years ago, as a radio reporter in New Orleans, I interviewed Louis. In those days, even as New Orleans' most famous son, he couldn't get in its big all-white hotels. I found him in a rundown hotel for blacks on Rampart Street. The shabbiness of the room he and his wife were in was depressing. Louis Armstrong was in an undershirt, shaving at the washstand in the corner of the room. He was ready to be interviewed. I held my microphone in front of his face, and through the suds came that steamboat voice, full of gusto, talking with relish about red beans and rice, the knife fights he saw as a boy, the early days of jazz. There in that dingy hotel room, he gave it all a glow. It came out sounding like, once upon a time, inside the red light district, there was a place called Camelot. Louis must have gotten a lot of loving from his mother and his grandmother and the people at the boys' home where they taught him the cornet. He never for a moment seemed to want to be anybody other than who he was. No pretense. Louis Armstrong, natural and complete. Louis, the musical genius, loosened up jazz with his trumpet, moved it away from march music, gave it more freedom. he may have contributed something important to today's generation of rock, blues, and folk singers. It was Louis who got across the idea that you don't need a pretty voice to sing a song. That voice of his fell harshly on most ears when they first heard it. But the sheer music and feeling in it compelled listening and gradually forced the popular discovery that if it wasn't a nice voice, it was a great voice. That was the point about Louis. Behind the musician, he was a triumph of a human being. He had something to say about love, about humanity. He was not a handsome man. He was a homely man. But he was a beautiful man.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill and lingered until my dreams came true.
The wind in the willow played a sweet melody, but all of those vows we made were never to be.
Though we're apart, you're part of me still, for you are my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill.
Come climb the hill with me, baby,
on Blueberry Hill.
We'll see what we shall see
on Blueberry Hill.
I'll bring my horn with me. I'll be with you where berries are blue.
The moon stood still.
Each afternoon we'll go
on Blueberry Hill.
Higher than the moon we'll go
and linger until
and to a wedding in June we'll go.
My dreams came true.
Papa thought it was buzz, but the wind and the willow play.
Do you really love me?
Love's sweet melody. But all of those vows we made with her were never to be. Though we are part of it,
Blueberry Hill, one of the big hit records for which Louis Armstrong is fondly remembered. Those durable vocal cords gave pleasure to a lot of people, and one of them was comedian Alan King.
I was very proud to be considered and called a friend by Louis Armstrong. I guess I won my first amateur contest doing an impression of Louis Armstrong. And then when I got to know him as a man, he was even more enchanting. His humor was so earthy, his style, his rendezvous. And every time we'd see each other, we'd talk, and he'd always just say things like to me, he said, "You've got to take care of your throat." And I guess he was not the greatest authorities on throats.
Another show business personality who joined Alan King in his admiration for Louis Armstrong was bandleader Guy Lombardo, who had teamed up with Satch in the 1967 production of Mardi Gras, a New York City's Marine Theater.
Well, working with Louis the summer of 67 in Mardi Gras was a big thrill for both Louis and for our band, because our audience liked Louis as much as they liked us. And to be able to be on the same stage together and work together and see people smile together was something Louis and I looked forward to all of our lives, and we finally had that dream come true.
Come along down. Come along down. This is where jazz was born. Where is that resin?
as a mother, Taz was born. Hear that thumping, Mason Street is jumping, and it means New Orleans. Folks will welcome you and do it up round. It's a friendly old town, so come along down, come along down. Hear those bells chime again when it's Mardi Gras time again. Dreams will taunt you, memories will haunt you, and it means Mardi Gras time again. Dreams will taunt you, memories will haunt you, and it means, yes, it means you nostalgically longing for New Orleans.
Come along down, Louis Armstrong with the Guy Lombardo Orchestra. Somewhere along the way in Louis' career, he was credited with originating a singing style known as scat, and he explained how it came about to NBC newsman Gabe Pressman.
Well, it comes from when I was recording Jeepers Creepers, and I dropped the paper with the words on it, and the president of the company motioned to carry on. In New Orleans, we used to do things like that. Like an instrument, old skeet, scat, scoot, staggered, zooted, and make notes, and then it went on all right. And they come to say that, well, that's a new style.
Wordless improvisation.
Yes, right? That's right. But the notes were there.
It didn't matter what you said.
No, but the sound and the notes was just like I was playing it on my trumpet.
You remember what the wordless improvisation was when you dropped the music that time?
Oh, yeah. I got the heebies. And if Jimmy's talking about,
and all you would try to do was fake it. You didn't realize you were originating a whole new school of singing.
I didn't bother about the lyrics after that, you know. The scatting sound better than the words anyway.
Maybe, as Louis said, scat is better than words for singing a song. At least, there's no trouble understanding the message. Monitor's tribute to the late Louis Armstrong will continue throughout the next half hour, and we'll hear more about this ageless man with a horn. From his wife, his business manager, and from his friends in and out of show business. I'm your host, Murray the Kid. Back in a moment.
I think it's that size, oh golly gee. Got to put my cheetahs on, woe is me. Got to turn the heaters on, jeepers, jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those beavers? Oh, those weebers. I'm thinking that size, babe, thinking about those eyes. Oh, jeeba, 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 screepers, bad poofin' on to sass. Jeeba, jeeba, did you get that size? Baba, that's bombs, that's too sass, big, baba, that's sass. Ba, jeeba, 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 screepers, where did you get that size? Woe is me, got to put my cheetahs on, golly gee. Got to turn heaters on. Ajeeba, jeeba, jeeba, jeeba.